the kids that come to us come in, let's suppose, from transition year up, and basically we're getting them to talk about themselves, their family, school life, God, stroke spirituality.
Do they have a strong spirituality, or are they rebelling against what they might see as the more traditional religions?
No, I think they're not in rebellion. Mm. I think that's over. That's gone. So what they'll either have is a spirituality that's very anchored and grounded, or they'll have a spirituality that's very convenient.
Mm.
Or else they'll have a pretty good idea that, no, there's nothing out there and it's all up to me. So you can garner their spirituality by saying, you know, before an exam, do you pray or do you not? You know, but as for the idea of rebelling against Catholicism and all of that, that's gone. That's over. Maybe in some of the more religious schools, that would be the case. But really, that culture is over. It's really, that's what I hear, at least, you know, that it's gone. It's not a reference point anymore.
And so what, I mean, for the ones then who don't pray before an exam, or even for the ones who do pray before an exam, I mean, do they examine why they're doing what they're doing?
There is a good morality clause in it. I mean, people would say, well, why do I pray? Why would I pray before an exam if I don't pray on a day-to-day level? Mm. So, you know, like, that's not fair. You know, and they would see it from God's point of view or whatever. People who pray before an exam would say that, you know, it's instinctive, and as they pray that their granny would, or their granddad would get well, they would pray for the exam or for a sporting fixture or whatever. But then there's a lot that say, no, if I haven't studied by now, I'll, you know, it's not going to, a miracle isn't going to happen. Mm. So they're very realistic and say, you know, if I pass, it's because I've worked or because I've done it. It's nothing to do with God, you know.
So they're a lot more pragmatic.
Very pragmatic, yeah. And,
I mean, a lot of people now, I suppose people who would be regularly listening to our shows would be people of faith, you know, who might be maybe looking at young people and despairing of them because they have no faith. I mean, do you see this loss of faith as a loss of morality, or do they still have some strong sense of spirituality, morality?
That's very interesting. I think they do, because I think that, you know, they're in a culture where they have to get on with people. Mm. So, you know, so it's pragmatic. Morality is very pragmatic at the end of the day, and they found this out actually in all the video games, especially with boys that had started off being very aggressive and violent. And in fact, a lot of those games have tapered down a lot because it's just not expedient to be aggressive and violent. In other words, if you want to get on, you do have to have a moral code. Which means that you're able to negotiate reality with other people. Now, so that's it on a practical point of view. So, in terms of them, their spirituality or their faith giving them a moral basis, for some of the kids whose faith is very anchored through the family, through different generations, their parents and their grandparents, then I think they do have another dimension coming in to reinforce that, you know, that they're not making it up as they go along, or they're not learning from experience how to survive, which is how to get on with people mostly.
And do they reflect much? Do you see much sign of reflection?
It's hard to know. I mean, I guess it's the way it always was. Some kids are very reflective and contemplative. Other kids aren't. And they learn the hard way through sharing experience and kind of knocking reality around between them all.
Is it rewarding? Do you find it a rewarding experience to get an insight into teenagers at this stage of their lives?
Oh, it's a real privilege, because what I'm getting, what I'm hearing, is a reality that's very pure. You know, for example, my last group that I had, I could not get over the standard. In this case of the boys in the class, they were fantastic. And they had life sorted out, because most of them had to have life sorted out, because there was huge responsibility on their shoulders. And already they knew, you know, that they knew the basics of good living, which is that you protect the innocent and you don't take out your fear or your anger on anybody else. You somehow absorb it and you act for the common good. And this was young fellas telling me what it's like to try and take over the role of the man in the phone in the house when the parents split up. And it was like, it doesn't get purer than that, you know. And I've heard girls similarly take on, you know, the weight of the world, which is in their home, and come up still laughing and come up with such strength and dignity. So, I mean, it is a huge privilege, because I really see teenagers at their most noble when we're in conversation. Mm. They're really open to finding out, you know, just what it is each other are saying.